We've already rebounded on here.
We've taken pre-bookings, but we told them that they were not confirming. We have not taken one penny from these people, and we've told them we're still in the process. So I have a backup plan in something happens, but we've only done pre-bookings, but we have not taken any money from these people because we've explained we're still in the process of doing that. So it has not been rented out at all as of now.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? No? Does anyone want to make a motion or have discussion to help us get to a motion?
So you can park one car in the garage. Mm-hmm. What's in the garage now?
The garage right now is a small foosball table, a ping pong table that's removable too, and then the pool table. So the back left corner, obviously the pool table you're not moving. But the right side of the garage, you can easily fit an XL SUV in there because we have one. So,
and with 10 people, Scott, you said we needed four spaces?
Four spaces, and I took a picture of, well, they've also provided a picture of a vehicle that's parked in front, but I parked in front, and it was a deep drive, but.
I thought a four-bedroom would sleep 10 and had to have parking for five. Is that not right?
Four-bedroom, nope, you're right. 10, I'm right, you're right. So it would be five.
And we have that.
Any other comments?
Where would you have boat parking then?
Next to the driveway.
In the yard?
On the side of the driveway.
Is it grass?
Want to answer?
Yeah, there's grass right there right before it dips down. And then our neighbor, if you're looking at the house to the right, the Hearts, they have a boat that they always park back there. And then.
I'm just concerned about the property, not the neighbor. As it says, the picture that you submitted, two in the garage, and then six more parking spaces with boats parked.
Right. And then again, when we do our reservations, we find out what they're having and what they're bringing, if they're bringing a boat, and we explain how many car parking spaces are there. So we pre-qualify before they even get to the property. But we could put it on the side. I was by the property this weekend, and I know this is something that you guys want to do, but a neighbor can park their boat right in the front of the yard.
Right,
so what we would do is we have the one in the garage, and then we can do the one in the driveway, and then there's still two additional spaces on the side, and if we need, we can even put on this other side of the driveway if needed. But again, with 10 people, we'll probably end up with three cars, maybe four.
The other thing about the house across the street that's for sale, since we've been there a lot this past year, we've had people who are looking at the house come talk to us, and there's a lot of people looking for a second home. So there's no guarantee that that's going to be a primary residence. It could be somebody's second home from out of town, too, just like we did.
All in all, it's still compatibility to me in this property.
Yeah, I would agree, Valerie, and you guys have given a good presentation on how you handle your nightly rentals and the program and the oversight, but ultimately it's a question of is it, at least for me, is it compatible for the cluster of the neighborhood and being at the end of the road?
Even considering that we've got the letters from the other neighbors right there?
Well, directly there, but it is at the end of the road, so you're affecting, you know, basically everyone that's on that road.
It's a cul-de-sac, too, with nothing back there.
And then one of the houses up on Boston, he actually advertises on our website, and we advertise on his website. So he is, I guess you would say, a
fishing guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we've bounce this around quite a bit. Anybody?
Make a motion to deny the application.
Got a motion to deny? Any second or discussion to help try to get to a second? Or?
I'll second it.
Got a motion, a second. Any further discussion? So the motion on the floor is to deny the application. All those in favor of the denial, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We get the vote?
6-0, correct.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, that's the end of the public hearing. Next, we're going on to concept, Scott. 1822 584 Hillcrest Drive, Hollister.
Howard, see if there's an applicant.
Is there an applicant here for 584 Hillcrest? Brian Charlton? No?
Brian had postponed because he had a conflict in the May meeting, but Marla indicated she got a hold of all the applicants, so I'm not sure what happened. But.
Okay. So we'll push that one back?
Yeah, then.
We'd make a motion to postpone.
Okay.
Make a motion to postpone that.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have Sean Porter, 392 Foggy River Road. Good evening.
I'm back.
Sean came in and asked, and he understood about the parking, and I did check with Travis about reapplying with the changed plan. So he's applying for the 392 Foggy River as a three-bedroom. He's in total remodel of the home. I was in it. It's down to bare studs. I think you know the location on Foggy River, and I'll just let him explain the application change.
Okay, there was a concern about the parking, being that it was a four-bedroom application. I went in there. We were still on studs at the time during my last concept hearing or my last final meeting. We went in there, and we converted two of the smaller bedrooms to a larger bedroom, so it's a three-bedroom home now. And now we've got ample parking space. There was some concern about that.
Yeah.
As for the flooding concern, I'd be willing to put up a sign, you know, explaining the situation, you know, giving instructions on, you know, how the process works when a flood's going to happen.
And who's going to manage?
Or? I'm gonna hire a property management company. I haven't contracted with anybody yet because I don't want to do it prematurely.
Yeah. Well, we've been through this one once, so any other questions?
Nope.
What is the date, Scott, for?
The date is July the, 9th. I wrote it down so I didn't be ready for it, July 9th.
July 9th, okay. We'll see you July 9th.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Old or new business?
I don't have anything else to bring to you tonight.
Where, hearing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
I will second that.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.